Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you that we're not going to have any troubles on this conference call tonight, this teleconference, this fellowship meeting, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that your angels are on the job, that they're going to keep us all ready to go, Lord. And I praise you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that tonight's going to be awesome. And we're going to have an awesome time with you, Lord. And I just believe that. I thank you, Lord, for this rain that we've gotten here in East Tennessee to extinguish all the fires, Lord. And I praise you for that. And Lord, I thank you for interrupting any plans that the enemy might have against this nation in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that we're calling out God's people to fast and to pray for this country and to pray for revival, Lord. Boy, I long to want to see the glory of you fall, Lord, on all of us and fill us up with your mighty glory, Lord. That glory. Hang on, just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let me get that. Hello. Hi. Yeah, I'm doing fine. What? You can't get on? What are you using? Are you using a PC or are you using a telephone? Okay. Let me get here. Did you see the number down there at the bottom? Did you get my email? I sent you an email about 10, 15 minutes ago. UBM Outreach is inviting you to a scheduled Zoom meeting. Okay, you see where it says telephone down at the bottom?
Was that a reason to call?
Okay, dial one of those numbers, and you see where it says meeting ID? When it says put in the ID number, put that number in. Okay? All right, we'll see you in a little bit. Bye-bye. I'm back. Y'all hear me? Okay. All right, everybody knows how to unmute, don't you? Hey, Joe. Everybody knows how to unmute, don't you? Okay. Good deal. Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this meeting tonight. Amen. There's Judy. Hi, Judy. There's Judy. And Dennis and Denny and Debbie's trying to get in. They're going to be calling in by telephone, so. I think this will be their first time in. They just didn't know how to do it. All right. Do we have any prayer requests tonight? What is this? This is 6, isn't it? 12:6:16. Got any prayer requests tonight? All right. Is that you, Denny?
I've got one, Michael. Michael, you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like a prayer request for my sister-in-law, Suzanne, and she's having a real hard time with her health. She's had it for a long time. She's got cancer now, and she just needs some prayer.
Okay, who is this, Ken?
Yes.
No, I say, who is it you want to pray for?
My sister-in-law, Suzanne,
okay. All right.
and her husband, Larry.
Okay. You want to pray and we'll just believe with you, brother? Or do you want us to pray?
Why don't you do it, Michael?
Okay.
Please.
Can you tell me what the circumstances are again, please?
I don't remember what kind of cancer she has.
Okay, cancer. Okay.
But she's very fearful.
It don't make any difference what kind it is. We can pray, and God's going to fix it. Are they believers?
Yes, we are.
Okay. All right. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Ken's sister-in-law to you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the authority that you've given us over all the power of the enemy. And in the name of Jesus, right now, We command that spirit of cancer off of her to go right now in the name of Jesus. And not only that, we command that spirit of the fear of cancer to go off of her right now in the name of Jesus. And we command that spirit of death to go in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that she is cleansed, healed, and restored as new. That anything that the enemy has tried to take away from her, Lord, we know that you have already replaced it in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for her to have the faith to believe what your word says and what the promises say, Lord. And we praise you for it. And we thank you for the trust that you've placed in her, she's going to trust you, Lord. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You believe that, Kim?
Yes, I do.
Amen, brother. All right. Everybody else believes that too, don't you? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, well, that's a lot of power right there for that girl. Okay, let's see. Is that, let me see if I can unmute. Denny, is that you and Debbie? Denny, 815. Is that y'all?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I just need to put your name down. All I'm seeing is a number, you see.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else got a prayer request?
Yeah. Are we muted or muted?
Because the speaker's on. That's why. Muted.
Okay. Do y'all know how to mute your phone, Denny?
I guess we know how to do it, yes.
Okay. Well, if you have a prayer request, go right ahead.
Yes, for our daughter, Victory. Victory has one child, and it's been very difficult for her with work and arranging babysitting, and the babysitter's a half hour away, and it's a travel back and forth, and she's really, really frustrated and, you know, kind of ready to give up type thinking in her mind and that. But we just encourage her. And I told her about, you know, about going to the Word. She is a believer, but she's just like overwhelmed by life circumstances, I guess. But I told her to go to the Word and to open the Word and, you know, ask the Lord for a verse. And and she said she would do that. So, and she thanked me for that to remind her to do that. So we're just believing God is going to start ministering to, you know, to her through the Word. But it's just been very difficult. And, but anyway. So, but Lord, Father, we pray right now for Victory, Lord, that you would give her victory, Lord, that you would turn her mind and turn her heart towards you, and she wouldn't just bemoan her circumstances, but she would look to you for the answer, Lord Jesus. And God, we just trust you to give her the answer that she needs out of your word, Father. So we just pray for that encouragement to her, and we lift her up, and Jonah, her little boy, we just lift him up to you, and Evan, the father, Lord, that they're not together, they're separated, not married, and we just lift up the circumstances, Lord, and we're just trusting you, God, to put their lives together. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We thank you, Father, for the work you're doing in that woman. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to bring her ever closer to you, Lord, that where she'll trust you now. And we thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay. Anybody else? Judy's got her hand raised. Look at that. All right, Judy, go ahead. You got to unmute your mic.
Better?
No, you're kind of faint. Turn your volume up. Get closer.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it helps to unmute, doesn't it? Well, I can't remember if I asked for prayer for my middle daughter here on the call or not, but if I did, I still would like to have more prayer for her. My middle daughter got arrested for violating probation, and she'll have to be transported to Florida because that's where it happened, and she'll have to probably be in there for a year and a half. So I'm just asking prayer for her that the Lord, well, dear Heavenly Father, I'm bringing Amy up to you, and I'm asking that you take care of her, put your loving arms around her, but show her what she needs to repent of and bring her to her knees. Bring her closer to you, Lord. I know she had some issues and stuff, and kind of wondering if maybe that's why you're doing this. Bring her to her knees. So, Lord, I thank you that the most important thing is to give her repentance and show her that you're with her. And, Lord, restore her health because she's about 5'7" and down to like 89 or 90 pounds. I don't know what that is. It could have been her problem that she had that she was smoking spice. I don't know if that does that. I don't know. And I think that's why she got, she violated probation from a drug thing. So I imagine they found out that she was doing that. So Lord, I just asking you for her forgiveness and give her mercy and grace, but do what you have to do to bring her to you, which is the most important thing. And then also give me rest. Don't let me keep getting in there and doing things that I shouldn't be doing. So, Lord, just let me rest completely. And I know that you're the one that's going to do it, and you're going to take care of it. I thank you, Lord, so very much for everything. In your name I pray. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, we thank you for putting Judy in the rest. She's prayed the prayer of faith now. All she needs to do is kick back and watch and trust you, Lord, because you're going to do a work in that woman. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, anybody else? Hi, Tracy.
Hey, brother, how are you?
Oh, we're blessed. Hey, Andrew. Hey, Marlon and Gano, y'all popped up here. I see you. All right. Let's see, I saw somebody else in there, too. Oh, Joe and Nora. Hey, y'all. I got to widen my screen here. There I am. Okay. All right. All right, anybody else need prayer or would we like to pray? You know, that's the thing about the video. You see everybody scratching, you know, and doing everything.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm in the car. See, I'd be black.
Okay. All right. Praise God. Hey, Nora. I wasn't waving at you, Matt. Okay. Anybody else got a prayer request? Oh, I see. I got to get used to that, Jackie. Okay, go ahead.
Do I lower my hand now? Are you lowered it for me?
I lowered it, yeah.
Well, I don't know what to do, and I don't know how to ask, but we prayed for my back when I injured it last. It was a week ago on Sunday. Mm-hmm. It gets better for like a day, if that. And today the pain has been excruciating. I mean, it was really unbearable before. And I even moved now. I can't even sit up in a chair longer than like 5-10 minutes.
Okay, put your hand on the screen.
Oh, on the screen? Okay.
Put your hand on the screen. Everybody put your hand on the screen out there. We're going to pray for Jackie. In the name of Jesus, right now, we have a point of contact with the screen going straight to Jackie. In the name of Jesus, right now, your back be healed. Pain, you go in the name of Jesus right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that Jackie's back is completely healed and wish she's not going to have another minute's problem with it in the Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Get up. And do the twist. Get up and do the twist, Jack. That's what I'm talking about, girl. You got to get up and do the twist, girl. Get that back going.
I'm good.
You got to do that. There you go. Amen. You're healed, girl.
Hey.
Hey, glory to God. Praise God. Amen. I believe it, don't you?
And it's my dog.
Where's the pain?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus got it, don't he?
Yeah, amen. I mean, amen. It was bad. It was so bad all day, so amen.
Okay. Well, all right. It's healed now. Praise God. Hey, David.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hi, Michael.
Yep. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, we just had a praise report from Jackie. She just got healed.
Amen.
Awesome.
Awesome, because I was so nauseous and everything. It was awful. Yeah. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sit. I was miserable. I was edgy. Didn't have any patience with people, so I confess that.
All right. Praise God. You're
Thank
healed.
You, Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. All right. Anybody else?
God bless you.
Anything else, Jackie?
No, sir. God bless you.
How about a praise report?
Than the one I just had?
Yeah, absolutely. Are you healed?
I am healed.
Amen.
Healed, and when I got discouraged this afternoon, I had a little meltdown because it was hurting so bad. I had to run out and do some errands, and I prayed with a brother, and then I put on some praise and worship music, and by the time I got home, I felt better. And then after carrying everything in, it aggravated it, and then I wasn't even going to get on the conference call because I thought, I can't sit. How am I going to get on? So I got on, and now I'm healed. So I
did. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That's right. Praise God. Okay. Anybody else? Anybody? Tracy's got her hand raised. Okay, I see it.
Ah, you're getting quick. I just put it up.
I'm just not learning how to look for it, I guess.
I want to pray. Well, it's pretty prevalent when you can see it. It's like over the whole screen, you know, the person. So praise God. I actually applied for a job that I thought I was qualified, but apparently my main supervisor, I'm a chemist right now, and I used to work in the pharmaceutical field, and one of the HR specialists quit. And, well, they actually, the truth be told, they can't keep people. They keep running them out of there. So, you know, I'm like, well, I want that spot. You know, they ain't gonna bother me. You know, so I said, I can do the job, you know, and I used to do a job that was kind of like that. So, anyways, in a nutshell, I filled out the application to transfer to that department, and my immediate supervisor said that he would not recommend me. So thanks. So, you know, it is what it is. I don't believe the evil report. I'm still going to go get an interview with the HR specialist. So I guess I need prayer about that. And if it's the Lord's will, you know, I don't know what it pays. I'm not going for the money or the title. I just know that I love people, and since they can't keep anybody, and the people that they usually get, you know, aren't the most friendly. So, but anyways, I'm going to pray about that. So, Father, right now, you know my heart, and you know this job, Lord. I don't know what it pays, and I'm not going for the title, Lord. I want to go so I can touch people and smile at them and just love on them. So, Lord, if it's your will that I get that job, I just praise you, and Lord, I'll do the best job I can to love on people and to be the light for you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Lord. We just thank you that you're going to show favor to Tracy. If you want her in that position, Lord, I know she's going to fly right in there, in Jesus' name. But, Lord, if you got something better for her, we thank you for that, too, in Jesus' name. Okay. Thank you,
Lord.
That's a done deal. All right. Anybody else? Ah, okay, Matt.
Okay, well, Lord's kind of bringing something to my heart about me and my work and at work, and my commercial manager started cutting my hours, and you know, I went to my store manager, and you know, he said he'll try to keep it above a certain amount, and slowly, you know, I started, you know, I guess what I would say is I started coming into a little bit of a faction against my commercial manager, and I saw it the other day, and I repented, and the Lord helped me get over that. So I just want to praise him for it, and have you all agree with me to rebuke this from off of me.
Okay.
I don't want it. You know, I love my commercial manager. I don't, you know, it's just something that happens, I guess.
Okay. Well, you want to pray?
Yeah, I'll pray.
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, I rebuke this faction from coming any more on me against any of my fellow employees, Lord, and managers, Lord. I know that they're only following what you tell them to do, Lord, whether they know it or not. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, we just thank you that we command that faction out of that business to go right now in Jesus' name. There's not going to be any faction in there. We praise you, Father, that you cleansed it of that. And we thank you, Lord, for favor with Matthew and with everybody there in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to place it in Matt's heart to have a smile on his face and a skip in his walk every time he's there. Lord, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Give him uncommon, unnatural wisdom of that position, of that business that he's in, Lord, that he would be an asset, a big asset to that company in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, that you're going to do that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Okay. That's a done deal. I believe it. All right, anybody else? I want y'all to believe with me, okay? My wife went and got a CAT scan today because the doctor told her to. Wanted to check and see if she had any cancer. And, of course, you know what I told her. I said, well, I ain't no need anything. I ain't going to find nothing, because we're going to pray. So we're going. Y'all pray with me, okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that that CAT scan ain't going to show nothing. That doctor's going to not see anything, and he's going to give her a clean bill of health. And we praise you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. And I just thank you, Lord, for the words that you've given me about her, and that she's going to be healed completely of COPD, emphysema, and anything else that's bugging her. And we praise you for it, Father, because I know that someday, very soon, you're going to completely heal her, deliver her, and set her free in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, y'all help me believe that, won't you? All right. Jeanette, be healed in the name of Jesus. Okay, anybody else? She says she's not coming out here, but I know better. Because, you know what that old expression, God says? That's what it is. God says. She keep telling me, I ain't going out there. I said, God said. I ain't arguing. God said. All right. Anybody else? That's old Judy. All right, Judy. Unmute yourself.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I did take my little thing off of the picture for, you know, the camera. So I did that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'd like to bring my second daughter up to the oldest. Lord, I want to thank you so much, Lord, for getting her that job. It's inspecting eggs. And but now she's getting fear that she can't remember all the stuff. There's a lot to involve in inspecting an egg, but she just is, you know, just worried that she can't do it all. So Lord, I ask you to take that worry away, and I cast that demon of worry and I bind it out of her. So Lord, thank you for getting that out of the way and trusting in you, because I told her that you got her the job and you're going to keep the job for her and help her out. So I thank you, Lord, for doing that, and I give you all the praise, Lord. Thank you so much, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. That's done deal, Judy. You're going to rest now, aren't you? Okay.
I really got to go on the rest again.
Okay, praise God. Who was that 509 just came in? so I can put your name on the thing there. 509-722.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, is that you, Malcolm?
Temporarily.
Okay. I come temporarily.
Oh, why?
Yeah. You're going to stay with us all night, aren't you?
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
But I'll probably come and go.
Okay. That's fine. I got your number now. Amen. All right. Anybody else got a prayer request? We got a pretty good crowd tonight. Better than we've had in a while. Of course, last week was kind of a boondoggle. Okay, Jackie.
I have a praise report I just thought of.
Okay, good.
This happened a while back. I have a neighbors that I sort of help out with. They're elderly, and the husband has been told he has dementia and Alzheimer's, and his name's Fred. His wife's name's Carol, and he's in his 80s, and she's close to 80. And he was put on hospice, last year about this time. She was taking care of him, and things were getting pretty rough down there. And with her medical insurance, neither one are saved. I believe they may be Catholic, but I'm not sure, but they're not practicing any faith or anything that I know of. And I've been trying to just sort of just love on them with my actions and stuff. And her insurance gives her respite care for her husband 5 days to give her a break to put him in a nursing home. So at the time, last year at this time, he was on hospice and not doing well at all. And he lost a lot of weight. He wasn't eating. He couldn't get out of bed. He was having problems with incontinence, a lot of pain, and she was getting discouraged. And I was trying to talk to her a little bit, and I told her that God could, heal anything. And she said, oh, I think it's too far past for Fred. And she put him in the nursing home for 5 days. Well, they didn't feed him for 5 days in there. They started pumping morphine into him because he was in pain. Which put him kind of in a comatose state. And the son got very upset, and she had a living will, but it was nothing about not having, any IVs or any alternative medicine, like a tube feeding or anything like that. Well, they negated everything with that and weren't paying attention to it. And they thought since he was sleeping, they would let him sleep, and when he stirred around a lot, they would give him morphine under his tongue to kind of sedate him. So for 5 days, he didn't eat. The son, when he went there, he was really worried. They called the priest in for last rites, and Carol said they didn't think he was going to make it through the night. The one son who has power of attorney pulled him out of there and put him into St. Clair Hospital, which is a local hospital where I live, and he went into kidney failure. They put him in the ICU, and they didn't expect him to make it. And I told Carol I was praying, and I just kept praying, and believing for him. And she said, oh, it's too far past. Well, I see them a couple times a week now, and I just took some stuff down to them today that I picked up for her and that she had asked for me. And I told Fred, I said, every time I see you, you look more and more, just amazing to me. I said, thank God. I mean, he sat out front all summer and got really like dark tan, and he's been eating well. He's gained weight. He still has problems with the incontinence. He's not in any pain. He doesn't complain. He's always smiling. I mean, he just looks like a picture of health. He's walking around with a walker, but a lot of times he'll leave it and doesn't even use it. So I just praise God, because he was on death's door, and and I told Carol I was believing for him and praying, and she said, oh, I think it's too far past that. So I praised God because he showed them that it wasn't too far past, and that he worked this little miracle in Fred, and he's doing well. And I thank you, Father, for how well he's doing and how awesome he looks. I told him today, I said, every time I see you, you look better and better. That's really nice to see whenever he was like told, or she was told he wasn't going to make it through the night. And here, it'll be a year in February that happens. So he's doing pretty good.
Praise God.
Yeah, thank you.
Lord, we just thank you for making that man well, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yeah. I'm believing for the rest of the ailments to go too, the incontinence, because Carol, she has a hard time because she has to wash his clothes, like, you know, 4 or 5 times a day and wash the sheets and stuff. And so I'm just believing that the Lord will lighten the load on her with that, you know, and deliver him from that and to continue to give Carol strength. In Jesus' name, amen.
How's Marlene's mama?
Well, I called, and her husband said she wasn't up to talking, so I went through her one son, and he said on the weekend that my Aunt Dorothy perked up, that she had a little bit more energy because she was, I guess, mostly just sleeping and not eating or anything for a few days when I found out when I was in Michigan. She wasn't doing well at all. And this past Saturday, her son Denny, you know, called and said she perked up and she was having a little bit more energy. She was talking a little bit.
Awesome.
And she was eating, I think, a couple bites of things. So I've not yet seen her for a bit, but I'm just waiting when the Lord opens the time up to go over.
Okay. Well, if you see Marlene, you tell her we still believe it.
Amen, I will. I did try to call her that one day to tell her stuff, but her husband said she was lying down and she wasn't up to talking, so I haven't talked to her since then. Yeah. But I'll tell her when I talk to her.
Okay, praise God.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good one. Anybody else? Okay, last week we talked about, what about a testimony or praise report? I forgot that. Anybody got a praise report or a testimony I'd like to share? Give God the glory. That's the best tea in Tennessee right there. Yes, it is too. It is too. Y'all sitting over there eating popcorn, you telling me my tea ain't no good? Come on now. Oh, that's grapes. Okay. I thought it was popcorn. All right. Anybody got a praise report or a testimony?
I can't find that where you raise the hand, but I will give a testimony.
I'm not sure.
I don't see it.
Let's see.
Anyway, I was just going to share. This has been a couple weeks ago. I was experiencing gout in my knees. And I didn't think much for it, but really addressing like inflammation and gout and that type of thing. And then on Sunday evening, David was talking about the spirit of witchcraft. And so I cast that out, and it was just gone, just like that. And I thought that was really so amazing.
Awesome.
I had not thought about witchcraft, but that obviously was what was, you know, trying to get its grasp on me. But I praise the Lord for that. I'm healed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, you know, David talked about it. I don't know if he said this, but those elites up there that are in the satanic cults are praying against Christians' prayers. So, you know, we just pray against it. And who's got the power? God's got the power. We don't have to worry about that if we pray. That's what we have to do. We just have to pray against it. And that's what we've been doing around here, praying against witchcraft, against Trump, against, you know, the nation, because that's what they're doing. They're praying against them and Christians and brothers and sisters in Christ. So that's what we do. All right, anybody else got a praise report or a testimony? Boy, there's a lot going on in the world, isn't it?
You hear me now, Michael?
Yeah, I can hear you, David.
Okay. I decided to try to use a computer microphone, see how it works. I was going to agree with Gail about the witchcraft. I felt that last week really heavy. I could just feel that oppressive feeling, and I really wasn't thinking that it was witchcraft at the time, because when you're going through those things, you're not really sure what's going on. But I kind of dawned on me too after David mentioned witchcraft, like, oh yeah, sure, that's what's going on. Cast it off, and then that heaviness, that feeling, that oppressive feeling's gone. But I we kind of forget about that. We think the war's over, but it's not. You know, they're still out there doing their thing, trying to regain their territory and get an upper hand on us. And not only do we have this weird feeling of stuff going on around us, but we also have the unsaved. You know, they're, that Satan's pulling in to attack and malign us or maybe corner us if they can. And we're not even, they're not even aware of why they're doing it, but they're just playing out their part. So I that's the things I've been experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Yep, that witchcraft can be get pretty nasty. Jeremy's telling us that the raise hand option is under participants on the right-hand side. Y'all see it? All mine says is under participants is lower all hands, so I guess because I'm the highest.
I was doing something on a familiar computer. If you go to participants, and it'll open up a little white scroll box on the right-hand side. It'll show you everybody that's there with their icons and whatnot. And before it says Zoom chat, if that option's opened up for you, it'll say mute me, and then the bottom little blue tab, a little blue font will say raise hand. And so if you have a question, then that way it's easier to, for Michael to keep in touch with order. Everybody speaks at once, and nobody hears anything.
Amen.
Also, if you don't mind, I threw this up in chat, too, for all that don't have it open. It's important to say, where I'm not against witchcraft at all, because that is a spirit, that 1 John 5:18 tells us the righteous man that keeps himself and sins not, the hand of the wicked cannot touch him, right? And then it goes on to say, which I placed in the chat, that and we hold up, but we know that the whole world lieth in wickedness, right? The key there is that the world, there's something in your life that's allowing the devil to touch you through witchcraft because you haven't crucified all of that flesh, circumcised all that heart. So when you're hit like that, praise God. Now that's going to be a hard one to really get, right? But when you're hit like that, praise God, give it to him. Be like, yo, you're doing this because you love me. He loves me. That's why everything sucks right now. Because he loves me, he's chastening me, right? And so it don't receive condemnation. People go, you're doing something wrong. No, he loves me. He's honing me to bring me into a different level, a deeper understanding of him. Right? So just say, Lord, there's something that's allowing me to get hit. What is it so I can push it away because I'm seeking you with all my heart, my mind, my body, and my soul, and you've clearly showed me that I'm not completely right because he won't contradict his word. So when that happens, give him the glory, rest in humility, and man, he might show you something that's, who knows? You could have made something an idol, not even realize it. You know, if you find comfort in it, you have to go home. You have to watch that TV before you go to bed. It's like a necessity. Otherwise, you can't rest. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. But see, the devil lies to us, and he tells us something. He'll say, I think this, or I think that. And we do, because we receive that. So just give him the glory. Ensure that he's already paid the price for you, right?
Amen. You know, there's two reasons why we get attacked. There's two reasons. There's sin in our life, or it's a test of our faith. Are we going to exert that faith and get rid of it? Amen. Or, first thing I always do when I get attacked is ask the Lord, you know, well, is there something in my heart I need to get rid of, Lord? And when I do that, and he shows me something, I just go ahead and repent, and that's it. I'm back on the road, man. And but if it's not anything in my heart, then I know it's a test of my faith, and I just come against it, just like Gano did, and it's gone. Man, it goes, in Jesus' name.
Amen. So
that's what we have to do. Amen. Thank you, yeah, Lord.
It says the hand of the wicked won't touch you. It doesn't say the weapon formed against you isn't going to stop being formed. It's just not going to prosper because you're right with the Lord. But he's going to form them. Just resist the devil. That's it. Just resist him.
Amen. That's what he tells us to do. We have to do it all the time, too, because the Lord is he's building strong warriors for this kingdom thing that's coming up. So we got to do what the Lord wants us to do, and that's to be a strong spiritual warrior. You know, that's something else. We all need to be interceding at all times, praying continually for each other and the things that God places in your heart to pray for. You know, I found out here just in the last, year or so that prayer is more than just saying a few words. You know, we get to where we want to get up in the morning, say the few words and, you know, just do whatever. We got to go. But no, he wants us to spend time with him and commune with him and to seek his face, not his hand all the time, but seek his face and to understand what he wants of us, you know, how he wants to direct our lives, how he wants us to go. And it's an awesome time when you can spend time, and you need to make a sacrifice, and we all need to. I know it's sometimes it seems like it's almost impossible for us to do that, those that are working and all of that kind of thing, but it's essential. I remember, I think it was Martin Luther that said, I have such a busy day today, so I think I'm just going to spend 3 hours in prayer before it. And that's the attitude we all need to have, is to pray and seek God first before we start out our day. And you'll find out that your life will go a whole lot smoother when you're listening to God. Amen. All right. Anybody else got a testimony or praise report? I see it. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, I just had a little testimony. I was attacked with fear the other night, and this great fear. You know, I used to have a lot of fear when I was younger, especially about this certain kind of fear. And I rebuked it and came against it, and you know, it was still attacking me. So, you know, I just decided to read the Word. I stayed up for several hours that night reading the Word, and then it finally left. And so I finally went to sleep that night, and the next night it attacked me again, and I rebuked it, and it left immediately.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Y'all, look, that's Matt now in his new home there. They're living in their new home now. Praise God. Show them the fire you showed me a while ago. Look out there. Glory to God. It's cold. It got below 60. Oh, yeah, that's a beautiful home they've got. Beautiful home. Okay, anybody else? Oh, there's Judy.
Okay. Guess when you're talking about Matt and Anna, I was going to say, let us see their new couch and chair.
Oh, okay. New couch and chair coming up. Ah, ooh, oh, that's good. That's pretty. That's cool. Yeah, it all matches too. Kind of like ours, I'm out. We got two couches and two chairs that none of them are the same color. Yeah, okay, three chairs, okay. Yeah. We're coordinated here at the Sunshine Mountain.
You got to remember that big red chair in the corner.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Big red chair. We got a, I don't remember what color those couches are.
Are they comfortable?
Yeah, they're comfortable.
Then why does it matter?
That's it. That's all that matters. Well, we have about 14 or 15, sometimes 17 people every morning up here for prayer. And so we have to have everything kind of situated around. We use every available chair we got. But we have a good time. We generally, they start coming in here about, see, Brandy and Kurt will come in about 6:45. And then the rest of them will straggle in before 7. And we start in about 7, and it's just an awesome time. We talk about a little bit of everything, you know, what's going on in the world, what's going on in local fellowship, and what God's showing us, and it's just awesome. Most most of the things that you're listening from David on Sundays and Wednesdays is coming from the prayer meetings. That's the words that God gives each one of us come from him or come from us in the prayer meetings, you know. God just, you know, it's just amazing the way those verses shows us what God wants out of us. It's just amazing. Isn't it, Anna? Yeah, shake your head, yeah. Amen. But it is. It's awesome. Really. Hi, Judy. Isn't that right, Judy? That's right. Yeah. All right. Well, Jackie, you've been a part of that too, haven't you? Yeah. I'm waiting on David to come down and visit. Go ahead, David. You going to say something?
That was one of the things I wanted to do. Was get confirmation that Trump was actually what he says, the guy, what everybody's been saying he is, be anointed to be in that position and kind of, you know, follow along with the man child. Because I wanted to get it specifically from the Lord, you know, I wanted to know myself. Because sometimes, you know, and I make that point not because doubting as much as having coming from that religious system, which we've all came from Babylon, you're so used to being told what to think and what to believe and to go with it. And
yeah.
You get to the point where you're thinking, well, no, I'm at a point now where I got to go directly with the Lord and see what he's saying. And because otherwise you get back in that same old position where you're waiting for others to tell you what to think and what to do and how all things are. And then you're back where you're at again in Babylon. You're not really walking and talking with the Lord. So I think I got a pretty good feeling that you know, he's our brother. So, in that to, you know, we're supposed to be at peace with our brothers. So that gave me a little confirmation, a little, I guess, security about all this. Because, you know, having been in this world for almost 6 years I've been here and seeing where our politics have gone lately, you know, you think you have somebody you can trust in, and all of a sudden you find out it's not what you thought it was. So I just didn't want to get back in that position again where I thought, hey, this is our man. We can feel good about what's going on and be led astray. And I didn't want to feel like I wanted to be part of that and be misled again. So I needed that confirmation on myself. I just wanted to that's kind of where I was the last few days. Especially I seen something on the internet. I'd seen where Trump and Hillary had been in some Jesuit kind of a luncheon, and they're all together, and they were kind of buddy-buddy a little bit, and the Jesuits there were talking and giving their speeches and prayers, and I thought, well, what is this all about? But I'm assuming that just because the position that he's in, and I think I sent that video on to you guys to see at UBM, that it was from, I think, Run to Christ made it, that they're going to be exposed to this kind of stuff, more so than we will. And they're going to be around that kind of influence and people. And that doesn't necessarily mean we just have to pray for them that they're not going to be led astray like anybody else. But they're going to be more so involved in touching all these facets of evil and good, more so than we might. And they need more of our prayers than anything to get through these kind of times. So if anything, we definitely got to stay off of Trump our prayers all the time and keep him from being deceived. And, you know, he might be led astray for a short time, but to have the wisdom of the Lord come upon him does like he's coming upon us when we ask for it.
Amen. You know, we had I'm not sure, I think it was Merlene or somebody, had a dream of Trump crawling up on the Capitol with a cross. He was going to mount a cross on top of the Capitol. And this was maybe a week or so ago. So we've had that. We've had numerous Cyrus verses about Trump. And do y'all know who Kim Clement was? He died here a couple of days ago, I think, two, 3 days ago. Even though he was in that prosperity garbage, back in, I believe it was 2007 or 2008, he had a prophecy about Trump that said that Trump was going to be president, but he was also going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And, man, you know, he didn't know Christ until he started this, and I'm not sure that he even knows him now other than just what he had at that little breakfast thing. I don't know, you know, I don't know. All I know is what the Lord's told us, that he's going to be his man. Excuse me. He's going to be his man for the next 3.5 years. So what after that, I don't know.
Why 3.5 years?
Well, if you remember in the tribulation being 3.5 years, okay, and then the door shut on the Gentiles, and then he opens up the doors for the Jews. And it's going to get pretty – that's when the testing comes for the Christians. Is after that 3.5 years, is that you going to take the mark or not? You got to have faith. You got to have faith for the last 3.5 years. I don't know what's going to happen to Trump. We had Moore's going to take him home or whatever. I don't know. But then that's where all hell breaks loose, as you know if you've read Revelation. And it's going to get pretty bad. God gives the Christians 3.5 years to get ready for what's going to happen at the end. You're either going to take the mark or you're going to believe God. And that's the way it's going to be. So he's given us his grace and his mercy. He's given us Trump for the 3.5 years rather than Hillary. Rather than Hillary. If Hillary had been in there, you know what would have happened? You would have seen immediately Christians being persecuted and tribulated in this country. Not only that, thrown into FEMA camps and killed, you know, wholesale. But God told us months ago to start praying for Trump. And we asked him, Lord, if we do, are you going to, will you answer our prayers? And he said, yes, I will. And so that's what we started doing. You remember that, Judy? We started praying for Trump to get in there. And, of course, you see what and many other things that he had us praying for, but it's just not us. It was everybody all over the world. People were praying for Trump to get in. It's amazing just in the last, let's say, 6 months of the prayers that God has answered that we have prayed for. It's just amazing. I wish I had a list of them, which hopefully at some point in time we can make a list of the things that we could pray for. It would astound you. Let me see what Ken wants. Hey, Ken.
Okay, I'm here. Yeah, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
I was listening to you here, and how can a president be filled with the Holy Ghost and still be in charge with the world's armies and such, and send people to war, which we don't do as Christians?
How can what now? Run that by me again. I'm sorry.
How can a president of the United States be filled with the Holy Ghost and send people off to war when Christians don't do such things? I mean,
if you've been listening to Trump any at all, you've heard that he's fixing to pull out of all of those places as fast as he can without hurting a lot of people. We don't have any business over there. And as far as being filled with the Holy Spirit, he's not yet, but, you know, just that the Lord has told us that, through Kim Clement that he will be at some point in time. Don't know when it's going to be, you know. But you're right. A person filled with the Holy Spirit shouldn't be fighting, right? So, I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. Yeah.
You know,
go ahead, Jeremy.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I wrote something on Trump just because I find it odd how he wasn't a Christian until he was pursuing the evangelical vote. He actually came out and said he wasn't going to repent any of that stuff. James Dodson, Dr. Wedman, I don't know who that is, but apparently he's a renowned evangelical, and he said it was an amazing sight to see. It was record-breaking. It was historic, is what the word he used. See 1,000 people get on their knees and pray for Trump. I thought it was a little weird, right? I just thought it was a little weird because Hand, you know, I mean, he seems like a nice guy, right? But I don't know. It just seems too good to be true. He doesn't want to take a salary. You know, he says everything that you want to hear. It just seems too good to be true. You know, I wrote something I said, I put it on Facebook. I got to tell you guys, 3,400 people saw it, right? Four liked it. Four agreed with it, right? Four, right? Because the premise I make in there, and it's not me, it's just, it's I've heard the Cyrus reference all in all, it's all the Lord, but a lot of people, you know, they really just have him as Trump, and whenever you start talking ill on him, they get upset. Why do they get so mad? They don't even know him. You know, why are they so upset? But they get mad, and I found that I've actually been attacked, like personally, several times, just because of it. And I'm sitting there going, that doesn't make any sense to me because, you know, are you not a Christian? And the debate goes somewhere completely different. It's a debate. It's not an argument. You know, so the position I make is that we have to be careful about placing faith within people, right, through change in politics. Because this Common Core math, transgender bathrooms, all sorts of stuff he says he's going to change that have been a detriment to our society. In which case, when that happens, you know, it scares us because we see the world going to hell in a handbasket. You know, and that's pretty much the position that Trump came in. He's going to say he's going to save us from the liberal totalitarianism. And that's something that, you know, we want as Christians, right? But America has to be great before it falls. Babylon has to be great before it falls. You know, the whole verse with Cyrus, it's just interesting because for the last 20 years, they've been prophesying and talking about Trump presidency. I mean, if you look back, I mean, Oprah's asking him back in the 80s when he's going to run for president. Right. They've been asking this for years. And it's just interesting because he has all this money, right, that he's sacrificing to take to be the president of the United States. It seems too good to be true.
Well, you're right. What was that? Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm hearing an echo. But anyway, you're right, as far as it's too good to be true. It looks to be too good to be true. It was an absolute miracle that he got in there. You saw the chart thing, and when people all over the world started praying and how the voting went with that chart. Okay, now he's in there. He's not in there yet.
Okay.
He's not in there yet. Now, that's why we still pray to keep him in there. We're praying against this recount. We're praying against the attacks of the Satanists that are coming against him. But also, how successful he is once he's in there depends on what happens naturally, right? So what happens if once he gets in there and say this happens, just perchance, that can do his prophecy comes to pass, where all at once, all of his enemies, all of the USA's enemies that have been in power for so long, drop off in a hole, kind of like the Core Rebellion. Remember that one in the Word? What happens if that happens, like Ken Dewey prophesied a couple of years ago or whenever it was about that, and immediately fear of God comes into play with whatever's left. God, in that prophecy, I believe it was, he said that God said that he was not going to allow anyone out of that hole that wasn't of him. In other words, that was it. But anyway, let's say that happens, okay? He's got a clear road now. But then let's say Planet X comes in, plays a part in that. We have a tsunami. We've got disasters going. We've got earthquakes going. We've got volcanoes going. Everything going on. It's just more than one man can imagine, but he's still holding things together. We don't know how this is all going to play out. I'm not saying that he's going to be in there and he's going to make America great and all that kind of stuff again. I don't see how he can. All I can say is he's going to make it easy on the Christian world in the United States. It's a whole lot better to have him up there than it would be to have Hillary or someone like her up there.
Don't get me wrong. I voted for Trump. I agree.
Oh yeah, well, I see where you're coming from. It is. It's amazing. I've been watching this thing for.
It's the idolatry is what concerns me.
50 years, huh?
Right. It's the idolatry that concerns me, that people place him in such a pedestal, yeah. Right? Without really even knowing anything. And just earlier this year, he literally had no reason to repent and had sworn he'd never repented before. He's got his own video game, his own website. Right, he's got all the money you could possibly think of. Everything's in gold. You know, the only thing he needs is power. Right, you know, specifically, and you know, it's different aspects of that make it. I mean, he's presidential. Don't get me wrong. Have you guys seen those messages that he released via Twitter? Right, it's very Ronald Reagan going straight to the people. You know, I mean, it sounds great. You know, and he sounds sincere and whatnot, and I truly believe he is. But like you said, later on, what would happen if this were to happen? You know, if America was to come under attack, you know, would he change his demeanor?
I don't know. What it looks like, if it lines up with Scripture, if it's parallel with Scripture, okay, and that's what David's been doing, is lining it up with Scripture, paralleling it with Moses and the Red Sea, okay? And what happened? Remember what happened there? Moses and the Israelites went across the Red Sea. They got all the water backed up for them. They go on dry ground. But what happens? Pharaoh gets a revelation that he's not going to let these people go. And off he goes after them. Man, he's taken out after them. He got to get them slaves back. Man, he don't want to have to do that work himself. He wants him to do it for him. And so he takes out after him, goes after him, gets out there in the sea. In the middle of the Red Sea, then God takes care of business, okay? What happens if the same thing happens up here? They're going after Trump like, you know, they don't want to turn loose of the power. They do not want to turn loose of it. That's that satanic stuff, you know, that goes on in their mind. That's that spirit of faction. Y'all can see this spirit of faction all over the United States now. I've never seen it so bad. It's a spirit of faction, and we've been coming against that. But what happens when the Red Sea comes over and takes care of the enemy? They're in the Promised Land, then, or they're in the wilderness, then, aren't they? They're going into the wilderness, and once they're in the what's the wilderness? That's the tribulation. That's when it starts. That's the anointing of the man-child. That was the anointing of Moses. That was the anointing of Jacob. That was the anointing of Jesus before he went into the wilderness, right? He went into the wilderness. Before he went into the wilderness, he was anointed as the man-child by the Holy Spirit. He was filled with the Holy Spirit, and that's what we're fixing to see, I believe. Don't know if it's going to happen
immediately. Praise God.
Yeah, me too. That's why I get excited about the times we're in, because it looks like this may be, I don't know, we just have to wait and see. I'm sorry?
Just like the brother said, you know, it's who do you, you know, it kind of, do you trust the guy? I mean, everybody has a lot of the same opinions. Well, you know, when you just culminate them together, everybody says the same thing. I hear this, the Cyrus reference, right? I hear the Babylon reference. You know, we see the Back to the Future stuff, you know, and all the things that are kind of prophesied to put everything together. And it's interesting. It is very interesting times, you know, to see that. What do you make of it? And that's pretty much it. And the only concern that I just wanted to throw up is just don't make him an idol. You know, he's a, you know, I believe in his thing, but a lot of people, you know, tend to think about him more than they do Jesus. That's a bad problem.
I agree with that. I mean, Cyrus was not a Hebrew, which I would think that means Trump is not a Christian, but he's going to be good for Christians. I mean, that's the way I look at it. I mean, Cyrus wasn't a Hebrew. He was good for them, and they rebuilt the temple because of him, but he was not a Hebrew.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't saved, but he was God's chosen, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, he was God's chosen. So whatever happens, I'm not looking. And just like Jeremy said, we shouldn't be looking at Trump as our savior. We should be looking at why he's there, and why he's, and if this is truly going to be the anointing. I'm looking for the anointing of the man child. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to go into this tribulation with the man child. That's what I want to do. Praise God, because you know what happens when that happens. We got 7 more years. That's it, folks. We're out of here. Praise God.
Well, I guess.
What's that, David?
Can you hear me? Yeah, I guess so.
Yes, sir.
That would be the thing I guess we have to look for is making sure that we know who the man child is or men child, if there's more than one. We know that voice and we're paying attention to what's going on with that voice. That's going to be our real leadership. And there's still going to be I hate using that term leadership, but there's going to be somebody there that's going to be a, kind of a guiding light for Christ until Christ returns in his own physical presence. I guess with Trump, it's like if the Lord's anointing him and it's going to be doing his will, we're going to trust the Lord's going to get done what he wants through him. We pray that he's saved. We pray that he does come on board and become one of the elect. I wouldn't envy his position. Right. I mean, who would want to be in that position if you have to send people to defend our country? It's a bad place to be, especially if you all of a sudden you're a born again believer, but you got to defend your country. You got to save your people. Other than prayer, which we can do, we pray for those things. He might not be in that without the Lord's anointing and presence to help make those decisions. It's a tough place to be, especially if you're not Christian. And if you are Christian, it's still a tough place to be.
Amen. You ask about how we're going to know the man child. I'll tell you what. You remember how they knew that Jesus was a man child? He gave them ears to hear and eyes to see, didn't he? They had the want to. They wanted to see Jesus. That's how you're going to have here. Those who love the Lord are going to know who the man child is. That man child is going to be talking like Jesus. He's going to be walking like Jesus. He's going to have the knowledge that Jesus had. Who did Jesus say he got his knowledge from? He said, I don't say nothing unless it comes from the Father, right? And I tell you what, that's wisdom. That's the kind of wisdom I'm going to follow. And I tell you what, just, you know, for those of you who have been wanting to, you know, you want to be in the bride, you want to be in the man child, whatever it is that you want to be into, just keep believing. That's all you do. That's what it is. It's faith. God wants faith. Give it all up for Jesus. That's what he wants you to do. Give it all up for Jesus. You give it all up for Jesus. What did Jesus tell us? When they asked him, he said, I ain't got no place to lay my head, boys. You know what? Of course, you know, the spiritual meaning of that is gets a little bit deeper than that, but I'm just on the surface there. Jesus gave it all up for God, didn't he? He knew what he had to do. He had a job to do. We got a job to do. And our job right now is to run after the Lord. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Praise God. Running after the Lord. And Jeremy is right. We don't put our eyes on Trump. We put our eyes on Jesus. We get those eyes on Jesus and we'll not have to worry about a thing.
You know, and that's not like, I guess, you know, I agree 100% with what Michael's saying, Brother Michael. I think that the subtlety of it is how much we focus on Trump in comparison. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's really what I'm trying to hit home, is how much we focus on him and politics. I mean, if you look, have you guys ever heard of the phrase Trump effect? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Right?
Yes,
sir. It was like trending on Facebook. New York Times wrote an article called "The Trump Effect," and it's where Italy's new president has now credited Donald Trump, right, with his rise to power because he's anti-establishment, right? And so with the Brexit, you know, that type of thing. And so it's like a changing of the guard, so to speak. And so a lot of them credit Trump because that's a surprise. You know, that the people are anti-establishment. So it's just interesting because, you know, Trump's last name, Trump, literally means played as a surprise, a trick, a trump card that trumps all others.
Huh. Okay. Awesome. Well, there is, looks like to me, like there's a worldwide wanting to get away from the establishment. the EU, the elite, so to speak. And that's a good thing, if you ask me. Amen. I noticed down in Texas, I noticed down in Texas there was a mayor in a town down there that they wanted, that the Muslims came and wanted them, almost demanded, well, they did. They demanded that they be allowed to operate their Sharia law, the Sharia, Sharia, whatever, however how you pronounce it. And she told them right off the get-go, no, that ain't going to happen in Texas. That ain't going to happen while I'm the mayor here. Said, matter of fact, the law states that you cannot have a different law than our laws. And if you do, you know, you're breaking the law. And she put it to him right then, and they had to back off. But he told her, first he told her, he said, the lawyer for the Muslims said, well, we're going to do whatever we want to do anyway. And of course, you know what she said. Now she said, well, you'll be breaking the law. So that's good that she's doing that against the Muslims. They want to take over. That's why, I believe that's why Obama let them come in here wholesale like they have. Take over. All right. All right, anybody else on there? I think we talked enough about old Trump. It's going to be what it is.
I can bring up a Bible verse. I did get kind of confirmed that a little bit. The Lord kind of gave me Psalm 2, which was nice. It was kind of comforting. It just tells me right there that the Lord's really, they're fighting against the Lord. And whenever we have any of this going on in the world today, like Trump and the man-child or even us, the Christians pray, they're coming up against the Lord. That's who they're coming up against. And so it confirms that. It confirms that they didn't want God as their king. They don't want God as their Lord. And it started at Psalm 2, and that's, I guess I'll take off with there. But I'll really start at Psalm 2:1. He started at 2:5, but I'll do it 2:1. Why are the nations in an uproar? And why are the people divided in a hopeless plot? This is, again, the Amplified version. I should probably go to the ESV, but that's fine. The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers take counsel against the Lord and his anointed. Let us break apart their bands and cast away their cords from us. And he who sits in the heavens laughs. The sovereign Lord scoffs at him. Then he will speak to them in his anger and terrify them with his displeasure, saying, yet as for me, I have anointed as firmly installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain. I will declare the decree of the Lord. And he said to me, you are my son. This day I have begotten you. Come to me, and I will surely give you the inheritance and the ends of the earth of your possession. You shall break them with the rod of iron. You will shatter them like earthenware. Now, therefore, O kings, act wisely and be instructed. Take warning, O leaders and judges of the earth. Worship the Lord and serve him with reverence. Rejoice with trembling. Seek the sun, that he does not become angry, and you perish in the way, for his wrath may soon be kindled and set aflame. How blessed are those who have refuge in him. So what we're seeing in this world is the nations and Satan and everybody coming up against the Lord. They're not necessarily coming up against these people or against us. They're trying to fight against the Lord now. And so we have to let the Lord fight this battle and say, Lord, this is you they're coming against, not us, not Trump. It's you. So if we give that into the Lord's hands, I'm sure he will take care of it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's a good one. Anybody else got a word?
That one that you guys just read was one of my favorite verses. I don't know who read it, but praise God. I love it. He who sits in the heavens laughs. It's awesome.
I was talking away, and I had my dad get my mic muted. Sorry.
We heard you, Michael.
Huh?
We heard you.
Did you? Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, we were hearing you.
It must be coming through my computer then. That's why I was getting an echo, I bet you. Anybody else get a word? I've got one. I just got to figure out which one you want. Okay, I got it. I'll write it on my calendar. I got Isaiah 13:22. Isaiah 13:22. Hang on, I'll get my handy dandy Kindle. It says, and wolves shall cry in their castles. That sounds like Obama. And jackals in the pleasant palaces. And her time is near to come, and her days shall not be prolonged. Thought that was quite interesting. I was, when I read that, I was thinking about the evil bunch up there in Washington, D.C. Anybody else get a word today? Hey, Jeremy, my microphone on the computer is open and also on my headset, so when I mute, I'm not muted.
Okay, if you'll take a... Here, I got to get our kid here. If you'll take, put onto your speakers where you see the little green microphone actually filling up. It says mute. Next to it is a arrow that points up.
Where?
Bottom left hand side of the expanded Zoom screen. Yeah, where you mute yourself.
Manage participants.
No. Okay. Over in the far left, where you see the mute.
Oh, okay, I got you.
There's a little arrow that's pointing up. Select that, please. No, not the mute. Select the arrow that's pointing up next to the mute and unmute yourself. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, now when you select that, it'll tell you your audio options. You have microphone, which should be your microphone, your headset. And then whatever you want to do it on your speakers. Do you want to run it through your headset or do you want to run it through your speakers? Select one of those.
I got it now. That did it. Okay. Thank you very much.
Tracy says give it a try.
Now I'm a techie. Okay, can you hear me now? I'm on mute, and you can see if you can hear me.
No.
Then I can talk about you. I can talk about you when I'm mute now, and y'all can't hear me, can you? Okay.
You make sure not to get lazy when you do that.
Really? Anybody else get a word?
We had some guy snoring the other night. He forgot. No, I'm not kidding. There's a gentleman that's presenting his message. We're streaming this. It's live. He's out. Completely out. And every time he talked, he would snore, so his box would light up. So then as the guy's trying to talk, he'd get cut off with a snore online. Everybody watching his face. But, hey, what do you do, you know? And praise God. All right. Be back soon. Thanks.
Did he ever wake up? Okay. All right, Marla.
Yeah, I got a word, Michael. It's 2 Corinthians 5, verse 11. Knowing therefore the fear of the Lord, we persuade men, we are made manifest unto God, and I hope that we are made manifest also your conscience. I guess I read that, and I felt the Lord was saying, we witness to men and we try and persuade them, teach, you know, show them truth. But we really need to ourselves are responsible to God to be that He be manifest in us. And if our conscience, like it says in the last there, if our conscience is manifest, we are made righteous. That's what I got out of that.
Amen. Anybody get anything else out of that?
I didn't really hear the verses. I mean, what was he reading again?
He was reading 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11. Okay, Stan.
Go ahead. Okay, this was what I got yesterday, so I don't know. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, it is, Psalm 45:7. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness. Sounded good to me.
Amen. 35:7. With that call. What was it? 35:7?
Well, she said 45.
45, okay.
Is that 45? Okay.
45:7. Y'all gonna have to give me time to get there now. I'm kind of slow here. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellow. Come on, Jesus. I like that. Amen. Glory to God. All right, anybody else? Let's get a word. Okay, Matt.
I guess I'll share the word I got for this morning.
Okay.
It's Daniel 2:22.
2:22.
He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We need those deep and secret things, don't we? Amen. All right, anybody else? Well, you know, last week we talked about let's praying for the lost, our lost loved ones. So I'm going to start out with praying for mine. Lord, you said that we could pray to the Lord of the harvest and he'd send laborers out there for us. And in the name of Jesus right now, I ask that you send laborers of the harvest that they would listen to. I'm talking about my natural brothers and my natural sisters. And I'm talking about all my children and my children's children. Father, that you would send laborers out there that they would listen to, that they would hear, and that you would grant repentance to them and draw them nigh unto you, Lord, and that they would be mighty men and women of God these next few years, Lord, that we have. And I thank you and I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, I lift up John Schaffner to you. I've prayed for him, and I thank you, Lord, that you sent somebody to him, Lord, and you're bringing him into the kingdom as well. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Anybody else?
I've got something, Michael.
Okay, Ken.
I just sent it out on the chat. It's the verse I've got. And it's for anyone out there who's tongue-tied like I am often. So I just got that just right now.
Okay, what is it?
It's starts with Mark 7:34. And I'm not going to read it because I'm real tired. But you can all read it there. And it's
okay.
It's for a tongue-tied person like me, which I am a lot of times.
I'm not going to receive that in Jesus' name. Okay, Mark 7:34, right?
Let's see. Where does it start? Let me check. Mark 7:31 is where it starts.
Oh, 31, okay.
Yeah.
And again, he went out from the borders of Tyre and came through Sidon unto the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the borders of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to lay his hands upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude privately and put his fingers into his ears. And he spat and touched his tongue. Looking up to heaven, he sighed and saith unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened. And the bond of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, you know, when the Lord touches you, you can do anything, can't you? Amen. I'm going to write that in there. All right. Anybody else? Thank you, Ken. Anybody else?
Yeah, Michael, I was just thinking that that was on my heart a little bit, too, about getting the word out a little bit. But what I would like from the Lord is that the harvest is plentiful, So let us, those that go out in the fields, or the when we ourselves are in any kind of a field situation, that it presents itself really, really easily. It just walks right into us like putting butter on bread, so that we know it's our time to speak out, and the ears are open, and we're giving the grace of God to present the word in a way that it's received. So I ask that in the name of Jesus, Lord, this is the time for the word to go out, that you anoint us and anoint the situation and allow these things to come about and be seamless. We know that you're the one that's in the works doing these things for us. And we bind Satan from getting in the way and hindering this work that needs to be done. I say, ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Gano.
I was going to read the verse that I got this morning.
All right.
It was from Luke chapter 8, and my finger was on verse 41. And lo, a man came, Jairus by name, and this man was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him to come into his house, because he had an only begotten daughter about 12 years old, and she was dying. But as he went, the crowd thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, who could be cured by no one, came on behind. And I just kind of shortened this. And I touched the border of his garment, and immediately the issue of her blood staunched. What I was getting from this scripture was just their bold faith, and just unwavering, that there was no doubt or unbelief in either one of them, that the daughter was, you know, she was resurrected, because they told him, well, you know, you don't have to hang around, she's already died. But because of his faith, she was raised from the dead, and this woman was healed because of her great faith. And I just thought this was really an encouragement to don't doubt, just cast that out and believe, and you will receive. That's what I got from this scripture.
Amen. You know, that verse always fascinates me. I can see that woman just telling in her mind, if I could just get over there and just touch something of that man, I'm going to be healed. That's the kind of faith she had. She knew that if she could just touch him somewhere on his body, she's going to be healed. And she was. Praise God. And it wasn't anything Jesus did, was it? It was her faith that drew the healing.
That's the faith I want.
Me too. Praise God, me too. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else get a word? Anybody get a word, or they want to pray for the loved ones that they've been praying for? How many of you believe that when you do pray for your loved ones, and you can see them do all kinds of stuff? Stupid stuff. You know, I've got grandchildren that are just, sometimes you wonder, where in the world did that come from, you know? But what we have to do is not look at the natural. We just have to look at what the Word says. The Word says when you pray and you believe what you pray, you're going to have it. And that's why, and I've learned over the years, is make any difference what it looks like. I just believe. Go ahead, Dave.
I gave you one I just got now.
Okay.
It's Isaiah 54:1. Shout for joy, O barren one. She was not given birth. Break forth into joyful shouting and rejoice. She who has not gone into labor with a child. For the spiritual sons of the desolate one will be more numerous than the sons of the married woman, says the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I definitely see revival. I see the Lord on our hands. He's hearing our prayers. He knows that we want to bring more spiritual children into the kingdom, and he knows that's our heart, and so it's his too.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. So, what do you see there as far as old barren, thou that didst not bear, okay, break forth into singing. He's praising, right? Is that what you see? And cry aloud, praise you, Lord. Thou that didst not travail with child. And then here comes the kicker. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife. Where'd it go?
Well, I think we're looking at spiritual.
Go ahead.
The spirit, those that we're seeing Christ being born in the woman. We're seeing a new birth. So you have the woman that does not have natural children. We're not looking at natural, not looking at the flesh bearing fruit. We're looking at the spirit bearing fruit. We're looking at a child being born, that new spirit person coming alive in that body. The woman that's being the birthing is actually just like Mary. It's carrying Jesus. It's the new birth of Christ in the person here. So we're seeing spiritual children being birthed. We're seeing people coming into the kingdom with spiritual knowledge and taking Jesus.
So we're seeing prayers answered, Nathan.
Absolutely.
We're seeing prayers answered. Praise God. That's good. All right. Anybody else? I like that second verse there too, David. Enlarge the place of thy tent and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Spare not. Lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes. You're fixing to fill it up. Praise God. Gonna fill it up.
I didn't see that. That's really great. That's awesome.
All right. Anybody else get a word? I'd like to pray. We got a revival fixing to start here shortly. And man. It's going to be awesome, too. It's going to be awesome. Hey, don't think for 1 minute that the Lord won't use you to translate you to somewhere to bring somebody into the kingdom that you've been praying for. Don't think for 1 minute that that won't happen. I believe that's faith. Remember when Enoch got transferred out of here? When Enoch got transferred out of here, it says that he had great faith. That's the reason that the Lord took him out. And I wonder, you ever wondered about that? About the faith that he had? Lord, I want to come home. Bring me on home, Lord. And Lord sent a special taxi down there to pick him up and took him on out of here. Praise God. So if you have faith to be translated to somebody that you know during the troubled times ahead, then God will do it. I can see myself going, you know, being translated back wherever, to Arkansas, to say my brother, my older brother. And I just show up in his office one day or at his home or wherever in his truck. That'd be awesome. It'd be going down the road. Hey, bud, what's going on? You know, check it out. Let me tell you about my Jesus and how you can travel without this old bucket of rust you were driving around here, you know. And just think about it just for a minute. That would bring revival, wouldn't it? Boy, how'd you get here, Michael? How'd you get over here, bud? I said, Jesus, that's who brought me. That's who you need too, brother. He said, let me turn this thing around. Let's go back to the house and let's talk to my wife and let's talk to Trey. Let's talk to Jennifer. That's my brother's kids. Can't you see that happening? Boy, I can. Glory to God. Absolutely. Or dropping amen. Go ahead.
I said, amen. That's
going to
be awesome. Praise God.
It is. It's going to be awesome.
Save on gas, right?
Yep. Don't put God in a box. I mean, don't do it. Glory to God. He's been put in a box too long. He wanting out. And we're going to let him out. I am. God, you could do anything. I mean, you brought me over here to Tennessee to teach me that you can do anything. And I believe it. I've been seeing these miracles that I've been seeing here. You know, I had a lot of faith even before I came here, and I thought I was, you know, that's the funny thing. I thought when I get over here, I'm going to teach these folks some faith. No, I had to shut up and sit down and listen to what I had to do because these people know faith. And it's been awesome. It's been a great experience. So he taught me one thing, and that's don't put God in a box. He can do anything. Absolutely. All right. Anybody got anything else they'd like to talk about?
You guys were praying for lost loved ones, and I'd like to add my cousin John, his wife Joy, and his their daughter Kara. So they, you know, some of my family are religious, like really, you know, religious, however you want to put that, you know, in the dead church, if you will, you know. So they took the little girl, she was probably about 4 or 5, over there, and they were trying to teach her the Bible, and they freaked out, and we just haven't hardly seen them, and it's been years, you know. So, I mean, I see both sides, but anyways, yeah, he's backslidden. He actually grew up in the church, so I don't know. It's really weird. So, in the name of Jesus, Father, right now I claim that prayer. Lord, for lost loved ones, for my family too, in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you, Lord. Amen. He's going to do it.
Amen. Thank you, Father. I believe it too.
Amen.
I believe it. Okay, Matthew.
I would like to pray for my loved ones. Lord, I'm believing that, that you'll send somebody, whether it be me or someone else in your fold, Lord, to bring all my family members, my brothers, my sisters, and their children, Lord. My parents as well, Lord, and my grandma. And thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Father. I believe it. All right, anyone else?
I've got something, Michael, again. I talk with people all the time in the comment sections on Christian news all the time, and I've got all kinds that I talk to, and I deal with all different people, you know, and I just like to lift them up in prayer because a lot of them, you know, are into the law, and they're into the once saved, always saved, and I'm very patient with them, but they get really mad at me sometimes, and I can't help that. You know, I got to say something, and I do, but it doesn't always do any good.
Yeah, that's what I've done in those instances, Ken, is just pray for them, and I pray that God would open up their eyes to see. That's the problem. They haven't had their eyes and their ears open to hear the truths of the gospel, and we pray that for them, because you can sit there and argue with them all night long if you wanted to. They're not going to change, and you're not going to change. And so that's...
It bounces right off, but it don't bounce off them very much.
Well, I can believe that. Yeah, I've been in those. I used to get into pal talk and talk to guys in there, but, man, I found out real quick that didn't do a bit of good for me. They wouldn't listen to me, and I sure wasn't going to listen to them. I just quit going. Amen. All right, let's see. Sir?
I enjoy it very much, though, talking with them. I mean,
yeah.
I love these guys, you know.
Amen. Yeah, it keeps you in the word, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does, yeah. Because they ask questions and it gets you start to dig, you know, and find out. So it really helps me too. So I enjoy it.
Okay. Praise God. Okay. Let's see. Marlon, you got some? I'll get with you, Jackie, in a minute.
Yeah, I'd like to pray. Prayed before for my family, but to pray again for my daughters that aren't saved, and my sister, I'm not sure about her, but in her family, she has some children. And, I just thank you, Lord, for
what you're going to do in them, what you are doing in them. Just ask the Lord that you put your word down in their heart, change their heart, Lord, that what comes out of them will be you, what they speak and what they think and what they do. And just give them grace, Lord, to repent and to come to you. And I thank and praise you for what you're going to do in each one of them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Okay. All right, Jackie.
I would just like to agree with all the prayers that you prayed tonight for my family. We've prayed for them many a time. And Father, I just thank you that your promises on the word are true. And I thank you that you have grace and mercy upon my natural family. And I thank you that you're bringing them to a place of repentance and crying out to you. And Father, I just ask that you change my brother-in-law's heart. Just soften his heart, Lord, and give him a softened heart of flesh. And my sister-in-law, I just come against these factious spirits in both of them for dividing my family and all the hate and evil and satanic works that are going on in both of them right now. And Lord, I just ask for your mercy upon them, both of them, Lord, that you just draw them and you grant them repentance. And just send somebody their way, especially, Lord, and all of my family's way to save them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Send somebody that they'll listen to, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. I'm looking for wonderful results from all of this in the name of Jesus. All right, anybody else? Okay, Andrew.
Lord, I thank you for my family. And I pray, Father, that all those prayers that have been said, Lord, is a thank you for you doing and answering the prayers that I have for my family. Lord, I ask that you do send some people to bring them their salvation, that you would draw them closer to you, and that you would keep them in your glory. I pray, Lord, that you would send them the word to eat and to drink. Pray, Lord, that you would take the strangeness out of them, to deliver them from the prisons that they're in. I pray, Lord, that you would clothe them upon with you, Lord, and take care of their sickness too, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray that you would send that person who's your ambassador, to speak them into new life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I believe it, Lord. Okay, anybody else? Okay, Barbara.
Oh, I had to unmute myself. I just want to pray for my family as well. Lord, I thank you for the work that you are doing in my family. And I pray, Lord, that you would continue the good work that you have started in my husband, and that you would continue to draw him unto you, and that you would send someone that he would listen to that could give him the real good news, the real truth. And I also want to pray for my daughters, my three daughters. I pray, Lord, that you would touch on their heart, Lord, that they would get married and not live with these guys. I just pray that they would get married, Lord, and make things right. And I pray, Lord, that you would do a quick work in them and that you would send someone to minister to them the real good news, the gospel. I know they've heard it, but they don't really want to listen. They see things the way they want. And, well, Father, I just pray, Lord, that you would send someone that would give them the good news and that they would receive it, Lord. Thank you, Father, for drawing them unto you. Lord, I do want to pray for my son. Father, I just pray you would draw him to you, that you would set him free, Lord, from an Antarctic spirit, and hatred spirit, anger spirit, and Antichrist spirit, all those spirits, Lord, that come against the truth, Lord. So I bind those spirits in him. I bind them in the name of Jesus. And Father, I know that you're going to bring him unto you. You told me many years ago that you were going to save him, and I had peace in my heart. And I believe that. I do believe that all my kids and my husband will be saved, delivered, and healed. And my son needs a healing in his body, and I just pray for his I pray for his stomach, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus. I speak faith that he is healed. He was healed at the cross. And I just speak this by faith, Lord, because I know that you're going to restore his body. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for all the work that you're doing in their lives. And I just praise and thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for answering all of our prayers.
Yes,
Lord. Okay. Hey, Anna.
I just want to pray, Lord, that you would give us all more faith to believe for our loved ones, Lord. You've given us the promises, Lord, and I just ask that you give us more faith to stand on those, Lord, and to believe for our loved ones, Lord, even when it looks like they're running out of time, Lord, because you don't work on time, Lord, and help us to remember that we live in time, but you don't, Lord, and that there is no time for you, and you don't have to go, you don't have to look at the clock or the calendar or anything, Lord, to save them or to bring them even to 100-fold, even though they're in the world right now. And I've already prayed for my family, so I just want to say thank you, Lord, for bringing them in and doing a quick work in them, Lord, even when I don't see some of them, I don't see anything right now, Lord, but I just thank you that you are doing it, that you've already done it at the cross, and that it's finished. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Okay, I'm going to unmute even the telephone guys. If y'all got something you want to pray for, just go ahead. That you, Wade?
Not that I know of, but I guess it shows that. I don't know. I'd like to pray for my brothers, Larry, Joe, and Ben, that they'll stop their political hacking, political talking, and would learn of Christ, that they would become Christians. Two of them call themselves Christians, but they're not. I pray for my brother Larry that he put aside the Quaker brethren and that he come to know the truth. I pray for my brother Ben that he has something on his mind other than shooting things. And I pray for my brother Joe that he would come to know you according to scriptures. Clark, come to know you, Lord Jesus, according to scriptures. I pray for my wife and I that we could be more intense in our fellowship, in our faith.
Ahab, the Lord, more than any other king of Israel, before him, the Lord agreed on his impressions.
Got to unmute myself. I had to mute everybody back because we was getting a little bit of feedback. Ken put that up there as Mark 7:31-735 on the chat thing there if anybody wants to look at it. Thank you, Lord. All right, well, anybody else before we close out tonight?
Just to say thank you for the email, Michael, on the book sale. I bought a whole bunch of them.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Good deal. Did you get the one on the 40%?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good. I sent one out on 33 and then one on 40. I bought on the 33. I missed out on the 40, but I figured some of y'all would. Praise God. That's good. Awesome.
Michael, thank you.
What's that?
I said amen. Thank you, too. I ordered a new one.
Okay, good deal. Well, Father, we just thank you for tonight's fellowship. We praise you, Lord, that you're going to bring in all of these loved ones that we've been praying for over the years, Lord. We believe in. We're hooking our faith together for each other. And all of these people that we're praying for, Lord, we know that you're going to bring them in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. Lord, give us a good night's sleep tonight. Give us dreams and visions as to what's coming up ahead. And Father, we just thank you for it. Lord, bless our day tomorrow, too, and bless the broadcast tomorrow, too. Lord, let it be a blessing to everybody that it listens, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for allowing us this privilege to come together in one heart and one accord as we fellowship, Lord, in Jesus' name. We give you the glory and the praise, Father, for all that's accomplished in our life. In the name of Jesus, amen. Good night, everybody. God bless you.